Welcome to the 242nd episode of the Jamie Delaney Plant-Based Wellness Podcast. My name is Jamie Delaney, and I'm your host. I'm a plant-based cardiologist and endurance athlete living in Southwest Florida. Welcome, and thank you for listening. I have a special treat today. When I was at the Chat and Chew, as I promised last week, giving a lecture, I met two outstanding ladies, and they're runners and they're plant-based athletes. One is Julie Kermond. Julie is from Australia originally, and Nanette Rogers. And I'm going to talk to them here shortly and just let you listen in on our conversation that we had. We had a little bit of problems with the recording, so there's a few gaps here and there, so bear with me. But I think I pieced it together pretty good. Small world, Nanette's husband grew up in Morgantown, West Virginia, where I am from. So that's, you know, when you talk about small world, when we started talking. But these two spunky ladies met at the gym, you know, and currently Julie is 76 and Nanette is 84. And I'm going to dare you to not think this is inspirational and motivational and think that these two ladies are just amazing. And I do hope that you really enjoy. Again, there's a little bit of, you know, cut and paste here a little bit because we had some trouble with the recording, but I think you'll find it not too disruptive. Nan and Julie use the Galloway walk run method when they do their marathons. And this was Nanette at 84's first Disney marathon that we're going to talk about. Well, we're going to talk about a lot of things that they do, and you're just going to hear the positivity ring in. Before we get too far along, I want to remind you to go over to drdelaney.com, drdelaney, and check out all the events that we have coming. We still have room for the Immersion Week, March 23rd to that includes March 28th. That is our conference. Our fifth annual Charlotte County Plant-Based Nutrition Conference is March 28th. That's a one-day event with breakfast and lunch and speakers. We're having Pam Popper and Karen Hartglass, along with Addie Meinrich. We'll have multiple lectures, cooking demonstrations, question and answer, fabulous food, gorgeous scenery. And again, if you would really like to step up your game, get your exercise down, reverse heart disease, lifestyle diseases such as diabetes, autoimmune diseases, and really get your exercise and your nutrition down by spending a week with us, we'd love to have you. Time is running out. We're having to make our final reservation. So if you have some interest in coming and spending a week with us and having our full attention for that week, as well as consultations and health review, we'd love to have you. If you have questions, you can call the office and we'll speak to you directly, but go on over there and check that out. We'd love to have you. I'd love to meet all of you at our conference. Again, seats, the tickets, there's drop down on to Eventbrite on our website that you can get those tickets. They are going fast. It is limited. We're going to limit to 150 people at the conference, so it's nice and small. So get your tickets while they're available. Get your plane tickets, reservations, because hotels fill up fast as well. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Julie and Nanette. Enjoy. That's great. And you two met at the gym.
Well, first time we saw her was the night before we had a Chat and Chew meeting, right?
Uh-huh. It was at the gym.
And she was there with someone, and we didn't know each other till then.
But as I said, she had her leg up the wall. She was stretching and laughing. And my friend who knew her said, oh, that's Nanette Rogers. And she's 70, whatever she was then, 76, 75. And she said, she's a ball of energy. So I thought, I'm standing behind her in the Zumba class. And boy, could she move in the Zumba class too. I had two left feet. And anyway, and then 2 days later, when I saw the Chat and Chew notice, I went in and there was Nan. And then we just clicked.
And so I said, Kathy and I were meeting her, Kathy Thornhill, and we were talking. And so I said, Julie, you're a runner. And we're repeating ourselves, but you said you'd go back to the first part. And so I said, run the jogging for the noggin with me tomorrow. And so that's what we did.
And of course, we ran it and we did extremely well, not having run, and came in first in our age groups. So got the bug, started then.
Got the bug, positive. You got the plant-based bug, got the running bug, and you got
bug. But, you know, it's amazing. So instead of sitting in your chair aging, you get out there and you keep moving. Well, and you meet wonderful people along the way.
Well, you guys didn't have any hit.
And you are too. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Age doesn't matter. Everyone's just your friend out there in the moving community and in the food community.
Yeah, and you guys, you didn't have any hitch in your steps or anything. I mean, you were just popping all around the room there. I mean, there was, you know, you obviously don't have any aches or pains.
No. Don't suffer from.
So we had a little cutout here, but I wanted, you know, to add in part the cutout that these two are in two different running groups, and they run 4 to 5 times a week. They do hill sessions. Remember, 76 and 80 years old. So they do a speed session and a hill session, and they run, again, with two different running groups. They do the Jeff Galloway walk-run method and absolutely enjoy it. The next part here is a little bit about the mishap that they had at the Disney Marathon. So they ran the Disney Marathon together doing the run-walk method. And Nan was starting to slow down a little bit on her walks. So Julie decided that maybe they would hold hands and run walk together. So they were doing that. And, you know, with the crowds of the marathon and everything, they actually got pushed by some other runners because they were, you know, holding hands and running together. So they got ran into, and they were actually knocked down. And Julie's going to tell you the story about what happened to them. So again, 76, 84 years old, running a marathon, you know, 6 hours into this thing, fall down. Did it stop it? No way. No way it didn't stop them. So let's hear how they finished the marathon smiling all the way.
There was some people that had no race etiquette on that day. And so I got pushed down from behind. Well, because I was holding Nan's hand, I pulled her down with me. So then the blood was spurting everywhere, and we stepped over to the side. He said, I'll have the medics come and look at you too. But luckily, no shoulders or faces hit the ground, so that was all right. And we'd waited a while, 10 minutes. We're getting impatient because we want to keep going. And he said, can you walk up to the medic tent? You see it up there on the rise? Yeah, of course we can. So off we go, and they bandaged us up. So we were about 18 to 20 minutes total. And that sort of wrecked our time then. And then we back on course. And
so you were 20 minutes.
We're
20
never
minutes
quite as good as we were the first 13 miles.
Uh-huh. And you can imagine, you're telling the story about the people that were looking at us on their phone, and they saw the time went to 21 minutes at the 13. So they knew something must be wrong.
Yes. The people that were tracking us with Race Joy. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And the other thing, because we were holding hands, people would say, your mother and daughter running. No, just good friends.
A lot of people think we make favor like sisters.
And then, you know, they'd want to know. And I would say to them, no, this is Nanette. She's doing her first marathon and she's 82. Oh, can I have a picture?
84, she said.
Oh, sorry, 84. Could I have a picture, please? Because my mother's sitting in the chair and she's only 71. And we kept getting a lot of that. This is so exciting that you're out here at this age. So that makes you feel good too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think I told you this. So she made me get in a wheelchair at the end. The policeman kept wanting me to. So they took us over to triage and fixed our hands and everything.
Oh, after we crossed the finish line.
And so they took my blood pressure and it was 106 over 60.
I mean, can you believe
and
that?
And I said, what do you do? I said, I'm whole food, plant-based. I don't take any medicine. I take a B12.
So what did you all use for fuel during the marathon?
Okay.
I used just Huma gels and sport beans.
That's what I use, the sport beans. We get them from Fit Niche.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place in Lakeland that really is dedicated to whole food plant-based now, and they have those. Although they do have some things in them that we don't eat normally, as you know, but mm-hmm. it does keep it going.
I've tried a few of those gels, but I like the Huma best of all.
Yeah, I like the Huma. I like the Humas too.
Because
they have little chia seeds in there, and they're not too thick. So this past weekend when I did my long run, I actually ran on maple syrup with some ginger in it. I just put some maple syrup in the flag.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try this.
So what did you do?
I have a little flask, you know, yeah. like a little running flask, and I put the maple syrup in there and probably a quarter teaspoon of ginger and shook it up.
Oh, right.
And would take a little nip on that every, 3 miles or so.
Yes. So just the straight maple syrup.
Yep. But I do some Humas. And actually on Sunday, then I had a little bit left in the flask and I didn't want to waste it. And so I added a vanilla Cliff gel to that in my flask.
The Cliff gel. Oh.
Yeah. And it tasted pretty good. So that maple syrup, vanilla Cliff was a pretty good combo. Yeah. I'm always trying to figure out, I hate, carrying the packets and trying to get at it. I'm always kind of looking at a different way. This maple syrup, I think it's called Maple Tap. That I got.
I'm writing notes. I got my notes here.
It came in a little container. It came in a pouch, which I didn't like the pouch at all because it was too hard to get into. And actually, I couldn't get into it when I was running at all. So I that's why I used the flask. I just cut the top off and dumped 3 of them in a flask.
Yeah, was it a little silver packet?
No, that Silver Tap. That one works good. No, this was that wasn't Maple Tap. It was. I'm not sure what it was, but it was like almost in you've seen like the Freezy Pops in those little plastic containers,
yes.
So it was almost in a container like that, but smaller. And I could not tear the top off without it and get it to come open. So I really think that's bad packaging design. But I didn't want to waste them because I got 3 of them. So I stuck them in the flask and it worked out.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
It is.
I noticed one of the marathoners now that has become plant-based only uses dates.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been working for her great.
I found that it takes a little long to absorb them.
Okay.
Because and you do have some fiber. You can have some fiber issues with those.
Okay. Yeah, well, I don't need that.
Yeah, so that's why I, the other thing you might, the Bonk Chews, B-O-N-K Chews.
Okay, I've seen those.
Yeah, they're a little bit like the sports beans. They're completely vegan. And they have, they're about the size of a gumdrop. And those aren't bad.
Yeah.
But I have, if you get going, sometimes it's hard to get those, they can be a little bit a nuisance if you're, kind of trying to breathe hard and do it. So you just have to kind of work your way around them. But
it's just
mixing it up a little bit because I get bored. If you do, one thing so much, then you kind of get sick of it.
Yes. Well, you get to that stage, if you just rely on the Huma gels, you get to about mile 15, you think, I can't look at another one.
Yes, exactly. They just, become nasty.
And I just used the, was it Sport Aid or Gatorade they gave out that mm-hmm. day?
Uh-huh.
Forget. Yeah. I think it was Sport Aid.
So how'd you guys, how'd you recover? How was that?
Other than the bruised toes from going slow, because I did pull Nan. So that gave me a couple of bruised toes because I was clenching the toes
mm-hmm.
with the effort of the pulling.
Well, but I give her so much credit. And we had a Skype with Dr. Esselstyn. I know Kathy told you that. Mm-hmm. She wanted me to go up and say a little bit about the run. I says, I couldn't have done it with that Julie. I said, Julie, stand up. Because really and truly, I appreciated
it. Yeah, it was great.
Her so much.
So Nan, how'd you feel after, Nan? Like, how many days were you walking around a little bit stiff? Or how'd you recover?
Were you a little stiff? No,
I drove home. That's why she had me go in, the wheelchair to make sure. I had to drive back to Winter Haven.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that you were
over an hour
condition.
On the Interstate 4, so she didn't want my legs to hook up on the interstate, but I really was okay.
No, I got in the hot bath when I got home, and I think I promptly fell asleep. Next day, I did a bit of walking, but no, back to the gym on the Monday. Felt good.
That's right.
Felt good. Yeah, I didn't have any hip flexor problems at all.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I think the hills definitely helped you guys.
I believe so, yes, because I hadn't started hills when I did the first marathon. Oh, my goodness, I was stiff for about 3 or 4 days.
I love the hills. I look forward to that. Most of my races, I'm glad when they're over, but I enjoy running the hills.
Now, mind you, I'm not running hills in Austin or
oh, no.
up in Maine or something yet, but we'll see how those go.
Well, no, we'll I think that's good. Nan, do you have another marathon in the plans?
Not yet. I'm going with them this year to the Bird in Hand up in Pennsylvania.
The half. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do the half up there.
But I don't think I want to do another Disney, at least right now. I will do the Disney full marathon, not Disney, the Celebration full marathon next year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did the half this year with our friend. But that was a choice I could have had. They said in the training, if I didn't really want to do the Disney, I could still do the full Celebration. Well, Disney's just too many people. There were 12,192 in our marathon group, as you know. And they, how many, 14?
I think it was 14,000.
Well, they get out and take pictures with, which is fine. A lot of people are there to have fun and get pictures with Minnie and jump back in, and they're kind of pushy.
I think Celebration would be a good one for you to do.
I really want to do that one next year. And I run the the Lakeland Runners Club, all of their races.
Mm-hmm.
So right after that race at the marathon, I ran a 5-mile trail run over in Lakeland, which I did like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I did the marathon, the trail run, and then another half in January, and I still feel really good. And I weighed the same this morning, 119.2. And
no, she was great. Eating. She just bounced right back. It was just a little wound on the elbow from the fall,
And my finger had a hairline crack. You probably saw that. And I'm left-handed, so I've had a little issue with trying to keep that on. So the finger, it's nothing to worry about because it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Where you
guys it's so important to keep up the exercise. I am proud of what we do and our efforts to eat well and keep moving. As I live in a small development which has about 250 residents, and it's not very big. We have a small pool, but everybody... there's probably only 5 families that do not own a golf cart. And they use that golf cart to go 2 blocks down to the pool. It is shocking. I mean, I cannot believe that people are not out just taking a walk and eating better. Every time you drive up and down the main boulevard, which is full of fast food restaurants, they're packed with the elderly. We've just got to keep working and getting that plant-based information out there to people. And we're doing our best here.
And we love your book. And I got one for my son and his wife and their children. So they're using it. And we love the picture of you and your mom and your daughter on the front cover. We said that earlier. I have it here in front of me.
In our next life, Dr. Delaney, we want to come back looking like you and your daughter and your mother.
I think
that is a fabulous
picture. I love this
picture
book and the picture
of the 3 of you.
I
can't
think you
wait
you,
to meet your daughter and your mother when we come down to the conference.
We are going to be there.
Fabulous, fabulous. Well, you two are beautiful, spunky women. And I said last week on the podcast, I have never been treated any better. I mean, you all just treated me like, I don't know. It was beyond,
well, you were royalty. Yes,
beyond,
we
yes,
we
like I
so
was royalty. It was beyond belief. And, I just, want to thank you for the hospitality. It was a very, very, very good evening.
It was terrific. And Kathy Thornhill has done a wonderful job wonderful. I mean, she started out small with a handful of people, her and Nan, but it's just grown.
Oh, I'll mention what she had us do. She and I went to North Carolina for Leanne Campbell's cooking week a few years ago. And then Julie and I went to the Dominican Republic with Dr. Campbell and Karen, his wife, and Leanne, with 12 or 13 people from all over the United States. And you know a lot of them, I'm sure. Yes. And we cooked, and I pulled up tubers, and we made chocolate, and went to the, it was really, but I have learned so much, and I'm so grateful to be whole food plant-based.
You two are, I'm sure people can hear how full of energy you are. And, you know, you certainly blew me away when I was there, how full of energy and just how positive you are. You know, where do you think you get it? You know, where does it come from?
It comes from the food, doctor, the food.
And it also comes from the mindfulness, as I'll say, too, and from religion. I mean, we're both believe in God. And I say to God every day, just let me be an instrument for you to do what will help other people. And I could almost cry telling you some of this. I'll go to CRISPR's and see this heavy guy who is the manager. And now he wants to be, and I've sent him all the emails, and I'll go in there, and he and his wife are trying to do better. It's, people like that just happen every day.
Yes, so, the man where we get our gas at the little market up the corner, he said to my husband, how come your wife looks so, he and his wife are overweight, how come your wife looks so good? Doc, he calls him Doc, and he said, oh, it's that food she cooks. Well, can you get me some of that? So John came home and told me this, and he said, you've got any books or pamphlets or stuff we can give him? And so now he is from Turkey, so now he is trying to follow it. So it's great.
But you two, it seems like wherever you walk into a room, and maybe it's just your big shiny smiley faces. I should say little smiley faces, but you know, most people walk, I hear the story the other way. Oh, my family doesn't support me, or my family won't do this, or my friends won't, nobody invites us out to dinner, and the restaurant doesn't have anything I can eat, and all these other kind of things. So what's your take on that? You guys don't seem to have any of these problems.
Well, I'll just
hear that. We hear those excuses all the time. But we still have the people come over. We still serve the food. They probably go away and make all kinds of comments, but we don't hear. We just push on.
And I've mentioned husband and wife who were with us on the cruise last year, and I have husband and wives come over to the house from church. I'm a Presbyterian. And so, you know, Anne Esselstyn and Jane's front cover of their book is the Dr. Seuss Stackers. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you know those. And so it's polenta on the bottom and then some, they call it glue, but it's the white bean. Mm-hmm. You know? And so I invite them over here and I'll have the sweet potatoes and the polenta and everything already cooked and in the kitchen. Some of the husbands, oh, I don't know if I want to go to Nan's house. But now. So when they get in there, I have them hold the book and then they read it and they make their stackers and come in the dining room. And then they'll go back and make their three or more of their own. And then they just love the food.
Yeah, you win them over. You win them over. But, you know, Nan has that charm from Alabama. She could win everyone over.
Yeah, but they love you.
She is fantastic.
You have the wonderful.
Fantastic.
And, I'm grateful.
It's the positive example. I mean, I learned a lot from her once I met her, just how positive she was. She encourages everybody where they are. And I've heard you say that on the podcast too. It doesn't matter where people are. You meet them there and what the little steps that they take, give them a pat on the back and take another recipe over to them next time you go. And all those little things make a difference in the world. Being positive.
Perfect.
Well, my son, John, is Air Force retired, and he was going to be a fatty liver person. He wasn't heavy, but after his doctor told him, he is, as I told you, you put a you wrote a note to him, John, enjoy this cookbook, but he's getting his family to be more whole food plant-based now, and it certainly helped him. So if you can do it for the family, and if you can't, you just live and have a good role model.
The food is, once you get into it, the food is so colorful, and there's such a variety. I mean, when you think of the meat and the potatoes and the green beans, they have the same thing all the time.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
with plant-based, it's a whole world out there. I roasted sunchokes the other night. Who would have thought of eating sunchokes a while back? And they were delicious, too. Mm-hmm.
And you ask about ordering. We'll have a group of people go to Arabella's, which is a really nice place downtown. And I'll call them the day before.
Yes.
And I want two orders of those wonderful small potatoes, just steamed, and two orders of the... So they all say, Nana, what are you going to eat today? And I'll eat my salad and all that. And they'll eat their fried foods and all. But we have gone to meetings for years. Kathy and I have gone to several of the church and all. But they still keep eating their own food they like, but they listen. And then they have many health issues. They have breast cancer and they can hardly walk. So many, I mean, it just makes me feel so bad. But they have listened. So how do you help those people?
Well, it sounds like you're helping a lot. It sounds like you're making
so much to do.
Now,
so much to do. Yes, we just got to keep at it.
Keep running, keep running, and keep green.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, we got to keep running.
I'll never run a 10K, but she said the other day. Yes, this friend of mine said you ran the 10K and you run the Gasparilla, and I do a 15K on Saturday and 8K on Sunday, and it's called this year. It used to be the Lime Challenge, and that's called the Orange. And so I graduated my first degree from the University of Tampa. So they have alumni come, and I run that 5K, and they give me Distinguished Alumni Award because I run and finish. And this year, we didn't get to run that day because it rained, but the mayor of Tampa and I, we're the mascots, the Tampa Bay Lightning and all. So things like that. I just enjoy the local Florida races. And I really actually do like a medal, but I'm competing against myself more than anything, but I'm giving a lot of them away. And so we were at the Panera Bread last year, and there's a couple of veterans there that I've done some running with. One of them has a leg that he uses to, artificial. But I gave away at the veterans run, and I just took my medal and gave it to him and his wife, and I gave the finisher medal, and then I gave the medal with the first place. And they were just so pleased to get them. So I'm finding people, and I took a medal the other day from the half marathon and gave it to a young, well, he's 65, from church. We go and read to him, and he reads really close to the, and I gave it to him, and the little pack that you carried in, and he just really loved it. So I'm going to give a lot of things away.
That's great. And encourage some other people along the way as you do that.
And then we can give our
come and join
our shirts for as packing for Guatemala when they go. You remember Kathy went to Guatemala. They just used the shirts as packing.
Yeah, and then the missions.
The missions, and then the children and the people can wear the shirts. So I'm doing a lot of that now.
Fabulous. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And just to go over one more time, your Nanette's Breakfast of Champions is?
Okay.
Huh?
I do half a cup of steel-cut oatmeal and a half a cup of tricolor quinoa, and I cook it in my Instant Pot. And 1 minute, but with the steel-cut oatmeal, is about 5 minutes.
I do 10.
And John does 10 for his. So then I put that in a bowl with 1 tablespoon of flax flakes, and sometimes I use chia seeds, and almond milk. And then I have a mango slices, blueberry, and strawberry, of course. We try to do everything organic, especially strawberry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And pineapple is my sweetener. I don't use any sweetening other than that, and a little bit of walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have steamed kale with balsamic vinegar, black pepper, and turmeric. And then I have two pieces, or I have a muffin, which is Ezekiel bread, whole food, plant-based, of course. And I do a smear, not much, of almond, raw butter. And I cook down those frozen Wyman's blueberries and make a jam.
Mm-hmm.
And green tea or hibiscus tea.
And so we do very similar. Uh-huh. I don't mix quinoa with my oats. I just do the steel-cut oats, the flax seeds, hemp, and chia, and blueberries, whatever else is there, raspberries, strawberries.
Raspberries are so high right now, I've been looking at them, but I'm going to get some soon.
If they're $6.99 for the little organic, but I pass on those and just use the frozen blueberries. And I also do the steamed kale, which I often just stir into the oats,
mm-hmm,
too. Like Dr. Esselstyn is in my ear all the time, greens 6 times a day. So I'll cook up the big pot of kale, and it's there in the bowl there. So as I go past in and out of the kitchen, I just grab a handful of that steamed kale.
I wanted to ask you, what do you think about drinking a cup of coffee? I'm trying not to drink coffee. I do like a cup.
I don't think a couple of
I don't have any problem. I actually have a cup of coffee.
Endothelium. Go ahead.
Well, I actually have a cup of coffee in the morning. You know,
good.
There you go. You feel better.
You know, people can take coffee better than others, but I'd look forward to that. And if I just don't have it, I'm not quite as happy.
There you go. You have it.
Yeah, I think that, as long as you're not, you know, down in 2 or 3 pots of it and you're not having kind of, you know, palpitations with it, I think it's perfectly fine because it, you know, it is a bean. And
that's what Dr. Campbell said to me. What do you think? He said, it's a bean.
Yeah, so I think that's perfectly fine. I think, you know, you have a little bit more antioxidants from the tea. So, you know, you mix it up. You have a little tea later, or you have, you know, every once in a while you have the tea. So, but no, I think a cup of coffee is fine.
And what would you do if your daughter or somebody brought some wine, red wine, sometime?
I'd have a glass.
Yeah, I have to. Well, I'm not. You know, I'm on the podcast here, but I always tell my patients I'm Italian and Irish. So, what do you think?
Yeah, there you go.
Some people have asked.
Yeah,
me
I mean,
too.
So yeah,
and
so
I think on the odd occasion, it's okay.
Yes, I mean the idea is that alcohol is you embalm people with alcohol, right? And it's a preservative, it's a toxin, it's a carcinogen used in high dosages. But a once in a while thing, you know, I don't see it being a problem. I always look to the blue zones, you know, mm-hmm, and the people in the blue zones have a little bit of wine. So I think if you can keep it down to a little bit, it's probably not going to make a big difference. If somebody had cancer, then I'd say, okay, this is something you probably don't want to stimulate more cancers with. But I think the occasional glass of wine, especially
those
with
were
all,
some questions friends of mine had.
Yeah,
too.
All you two. Yeah, you two
that's
are
the same with the nuts. I do use the walnuts, and occasionally I use the cashews making a sauce.
Yeah, I think, again, you have to look at your risk factors and your cholesterol. There are some people that have the genetics that they can take some plant fat and really turn that into a lot of cholesterol, and so they can't get away with as much as other people that are, and again, you're both extremely active, and, you know, so that does make a difference in your lean, you know, so I think those are all things that you have to take into consideration.
Okay.
But you know, you are such a role model and such pleasant people to be around. And I'm just so glad that I met you.
We are so honored to meet you. I just can't express it enough to thank you for this.
Well,
no, it's
all my pleasure. Believe me, it is my pleasure. And look forward to, you all at the conference when you come down.
We will be there.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, Dr. Delaney, you can listen and re-listen to those podcasts.
That's what everybody says, and I'm beginning to. I checked in the other day, so I will be on listening.
I get so disappointed when there isn't one on Sunday night for me to listen to.
All right, well,
I love it.
I'll try to keep them coming, and now you get to listen to yourself. And
I want to tell you, I don't want to over-talk you, that I wear this wristband, and you're supposed to put a phrase on it, and my phrase is, let food be thy medicine, Hippocrates.
There you go.
So I have it right here on my arm all the time.
But it is amazing. It's amazing what food can do for your health. It is. It's amazing. What did I read the other day? Is it, or did you say it's 13 types of cancer that could be helped with a plant-based diet?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, it comes back down to the metabolic waste and that you accumulate over the years. And, you know, if you're eating these things that help you, then you're keeping that waste down. Simple food, you know, just simple food like it was meant to be consumed. And you guys are doing a great job.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you. And I was always saying, if it's good for me, I know I can like it. I can eat it and like it.
Yeah, just like the marathon, one foot after the other. So we know it's good for us. That's why we keep on eating it.
All right. Well,
I want you to, like you said, it may not extend your life, but it'll be the quality of life that you have between now and the end.
Absolutely. And I want you guys to update me every time you've crossed the finish line with another one of those half marathons or marathons. Okay.
Shall do.
And one thing I thought I wanted to share with you is we have Bach Tower here. I'd love for you to go there sometime. But Edward Bach's mother said to him, "You make the world a bit more beautiful because you have lived in it, or better a bit." And you do. Just being there with you and that picture of you and all, you've meant so much to me.
Oh, Dr. Delaney, I have a question for you.
Okay.
So what was the impetus that started you on the plant-based, discovering plant-based, looking into it?
I was in the heart catheterization suite getting ready to do a procedure, and there was a technician with a giant bowl of salad chomping away, a little skinny thing. And I don't know, I guess I looked at her funny, and she says, "I'm a vegan." And it's like, you know, I'm West Virginia. I didn't know any vegans or what that meant.
Right.
And she told me to read a book called A Diet for a New America by John Robbins.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
And when I was amazed when I read that book. I had no idea about factory farming. I had grown up, you know, my relatives butchered hogs and, you know, and hunted and things, but I had no idea about factory farming and or the environment, or, you know, I had no idea the impact of food on cancer or heart disease. I mean, it's crazy to say as a physician, I had no thought about it. I ate because it tasted good and it filled me up. But after I read that book, I was like, I'm vegan, you know? And then I stumbled upon Forks Over Knives with Dr. Esselstyn. And, you know, I couldn't read enough, you know, and that's just how it took off. And it's been the best thing that I've ever done as for myself, for my family, but certainly as a physician helping people, I've helped many more people being plant-based than I ever did with a catheter or with medication. So, you know, it's life-changing and I never go back. Thank you, girls, for taking time to speak with me this evening.
That will be wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Delaney.
All right, we'll be talking. Night.
Good night. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed the interview with Julian Nanette. You know, most podcasts on nutrition and, you know, a lot of my colleagues interview and we talk about papers and, you know, all this, you should do this and you should do that, but very few people deal with people on a day-to-day basis and deal with their struggles and how to actually implement a whole food plant-based diet. And I think that Nanette and Julie were great examples of living, breathing, positive individuals that are walking the walk and doing quite well. They also demonstrate the power of a group. Nanette first met Kathy Thornhill, and Kathy Thornhill is the founder of Chat and Chew up in Winter Haven, and she's started the group basically because Polk County, Florida, is the number 7th in the nation for obesity and diabetes. And as a teacher, she wanted to start and do something, and so she started this plant-based group to educate local people on the benefits. She and her husband were also runners. They met Nanette, so that running group started. So a running group led to a plant-based group Zumba and a gym membership led to Nanette and Julie meeting another running group. Together, they all formed Chat and Chew, or, you know, continue to support Chat and Chew meetings and groups. There are PCRM educators in those groups that do cooking demonstrations. They meet, they have speakers, they do Skype. Again, they have a positive community. It's a power of positive. Everybody in that group that I met was very, very positive and wanted to learn and wanted to better their health. The other thing that I take away from this is they've gained so much from paying it forward. Kathy Thornhill paid it forward to Nanette. Nanette paid it forward to Julie, and the both of them have paid it forward to each other and abundant number of other people. And, you know, that in and of itself, they've learned, they've grown, they've had positive outcomes before it, they've achieved happiness before it. So I think a lot of times, you know, our stories limit us. I hear, you know, quite frequently, my husband's not plant-based, my wife doesn't want to cook, you know, our friends don't want to have us over, and, you know, it goes on and on, all the reasons why you can't, people can't. And these two are all about why people can. It's not their age, you know, 76 and 84 running marathons. They're not expecting anybody to support them. They're looking forward to paying it forward and helping and sharing with others. They're enjoying life to the fullest every day. And they're not saying, oh, I can't do this because I'm of my age, or I can't do this because of this. They are, what can I do next? And so I think that's a great positive example. I hope you enjoyed the interview as much as I did. Nanette and Julie are going to join us at the 5th Annual Charlotte County Plant-Based Nutrition Conference. So if you come, you'll get to meet them. And that conference is full of people like them. It's a very positive environment where people share their stories of how they've helped others, their transition, you know, their struggles, of course, because everybody has them, but a lot of new ideas form in that conference, not to mention the lectures and the enlightenment people get from just hearing things that you may know a different way, or little caveats of plant-based nutrition or your health or positivity in just a different way. So I hope you join us at our 5th Annual Charlotte County Plant-Based Nutrition Conference. If you'd like to start being a Julie or Nanette, join us for the immersion vacation week prior to the conference. So time's running out. Go over and get your tickets. Go to drdelaney.com, drdulaney.com, or email me at jamie@drdelaney.com for more information. It's jami@drdelaney.com. I appreciate your questions, your feedback. Until then, I'll see you next week.